The following podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is meant to expose, reveal, or discredit anyone because none of it is that serious. In fact, none of it is real. Any opinions, statements, or topics are purely for comedic and fictional purposes. We also encourage you to try this at home. But just know, we are trained professionals who absolutely don't give a f***. Enjoy the show.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
35.
Okay, I'm 32.
Now this old head right here.
Yeah, my ex 35 too. So.
I'm unk.
I ain't calling you unk. They made that up.
35 to 40.
Oh my gosh.
So age don't mean shit to me.
Well, good. Let me get this intro. Let me get the intro.
Kids, you know, though. Kids need a lot, but.
Age ain't nothing but.
All right, get the intro in. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, audience people, what's going on? I am your host, Meech. I got Danny G with me.
Yo.
Sam with me.
The non-greasy one.
And we have.
That boy dry today. Yeah. Check him out. Check him out. He's dry.
We have a special guest with us today because we got a lot of feedback in the sense of.
We need a female. We need a vagina on the set.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? We need a female perspective. I mean, that's a lot of things. So we got Kati in the building.
Hi.
You know, Kati, we appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you.
I reached out to you and stuff like that. And thank you. Thank you for coming through, though, for sure.
I'm so happy to be here.
You are cool.
They said we needed that female perspective.
Yeah, and hopefully you bring it on today.
I'm happy to see people I grew up with doing good things, so I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
I ain't grew up with you, shit. What the fuck is that?
Don't call me brother.
Just so you women know, he's an Aquarius man, so that's why he acting like that.
But hold, real quick though, subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Also, you know, we on the Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. Also, we got merch. These two guys right here.
Merch.
We're in the merch. We got more merch coming soon. Website will be dropping soon also. Please stay tuned for that. Okay. And we, you know, with the merch, you know, is this guy idea right here. We last time he kept on bringing the heat press. What was that? we're going
to
do screen.
Hey, print. So I had to let motherfuckers know who we are.
No, you definitely do it.
Yeah,
I tell you this, you're definitely doing the groundwork. It's an amazing job, and we appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. Trust me. We ain't getting paid yet, but we're going about it.
we going to get there.
Yeah, we going to get there.
Because sure. It's key.
We going to get there. So, first thing first, Kati, again, welcome.
Hi.
You are our first guest.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I would never forget that.
That's why you got the hospitality you got today.
Period. They treated me good, y'all. I ain't
soon as you got here, everything was laid up.
Red, they got the ice in the bag. Niggas got the Simply. Damn.
Niggas moving different.
Sam trying to start problems, but they was moving a little different. I don't know. That's what he says.
That's crazy. But real quick, though, so I'm going to get into you real quick. I know you do content.
I do.
Got a whole YouTube page, right? Business also. Got a business. I know. On your page, you say you're going to do a relaunch in 2025. Can you tap on that real quick?
Hi, guys. My name is Katiana. So I do a little bit of everything. So first of all, I own a business. It's called Farm Instant. It was a shapewear brand, but I am relaunching and rebranding. So it won't be so much shapewear once we relaunch in the fall. That's what I'm working on right now. I do content. I have a YouTube channel, Katiana Salent. That's my first and last name. All of my social media platforms, and I've been working in marketing for 6 years. I'm a social media manager. I work in the plastic surgery industry, I also am a waitress / bottle girls on a weekend.
Ooh, plastic surgery. I did not know that, though.
Yeah.
Damn. How you got into that?
So I'm not sure if you know, but in my early 20s, I started off doing entertainment. I was interviewing a lot of rappers. My goal with that dream was for me to become like a journalist in the entertainment industry. And once pandemic hit, this was like 2019, I was like, I'm not really making any money here, but I know that I'm really good at creating. I just didn't know like what it was that I was good at. And then that's when I basically apply. I went on Indeed and I applied for a PR position at a plastic surgery center, and it was a PR personality position. Okay. And when I saw her on my resume, she was like, send you a reel. It's not the reel that we have on Instagram now. It's basically like a video of all your work that you've done. And I've done like a lot of different interviews. So I like kind of put, I put so many different videos together and I emailed it to them. I got hired. And I was a PR slash social media personality at that plastic surgery center for 3 years. And then after that, I started working at another plastic surgery center. So I'm a social media manager there. I don't really do camera work, but I basically create the content, strategize, and just basically make the surgeon a star.
So do you say like, share, and subscribe every
on my YouTube channel, of course.
I'm definitely talking about for the plastic surgery people.
Well, I'm not really. He's funny. He's so funny. I'm not really the face on that platform. It's really the surgeon. I'm behind the scenes. I film, I edit, I shoot, I film his patients. I'm the one posting. I'm the one creating the copy for the page. I'm the one commenting. I'm the one doing the leads on the page. So if we get people who want to get plastic surgery, who want to meet the surgeon, I'm the one responding. I'm the one putting it in our CRM system, which is a system we use to get all of our leads in.
So you're doing like the before and after pictures and everything?
I
like
do
that.
All of that.
You make the titties look good.
The titties be looking good already. I don't edit them. The only he does nose too. So the only time I edit is if they have like a lot of acne, I'll go in and I'll edit them just so they could look good. Because sometimes the writers will be like, hey, can you take off the before? Because I look crazy in the before. And I know women are really, you know, about our skin. Won't play about our skin. So I remove the blemishes and post their before, but make sure I remove the blemishes.
So let me ask you a question. When it comes down to the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Or just the clients in general. Was there ever a time that you see a woman come in there and be like, I don't think you need that. I don't think you need any work.
Yeah, but to be quite honest, I have got work done too. So it's like, my thing is, it's like, you never know what a person, I got a BBL, I got two BBLs. Oh, but shit. You never know what a person, you can see what a person look like, but I'm always... If that's what you want, that's what you want.
Okay.
So you're never gonna be like, okay, I don't think you need this. If this is what you want, this is what you want. Pay for it. Mm-hmm. I'm all for upgrading your life the way you want to upgrade it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So do you battle with body dysphoria?
No. When I first got my body done, I had just started working there. I'm gonna say I was there 4 months and it was free. And that's why I did it. I never even knew about
the perks. God damn it. Wherever she worked, y'all go apply.
I don't work there no more, but
oh, my bad.
They still family at the end of the day. That's still a company that I respect. But when I first started, I didn't go in there saying, oh, I want a BBL. I didn't even know what a BBL was. I just wanted that job because at the time I really wanted to work in social media. Gotcha. I really wanted to work in media. That was my thing. I was very passionate about it. Right. So when the opportunity came, I was like, okay, cool. We had a surgeon coming from Pennsylvania and they was like, we need a patient. We need to promote this surgeon. So we need a patient to do a BBL. And my boss was like, do you want to do it? I was like, okay. Not because I wanted my body done. At that time, I was 26. And I didn't have plans on getting my body done. I never had, that wasn't really, BBLs wasn't really a big thing in 2019. So like, yeah, I didn't really care about it. I was just like, I'm going to do it because I want to be on camera. I love being on camera. I love talking. So it's like, I want to share my journey. Sure. So when that opportunity came, I did it.
So hold up. So if they would have fucked you up.
Which they did it.
That's right. Yeah. Clock it. Clock it.
Sam, I don't know. This nigga got an NPC or some shit. This nigga been on go all day today.
Public relation is in the back, right?
So if they would have fucked you up, would you still promote that surgeon?
That's a really good question. I'm gonna be honest, if they fucked me up, I would have never promoted him. However, I was a skinny BBL when I first started. I was small. I was 140 pounds. So when I did my first BBL, it was when you're small, there's not really going to be much of a complication if it's not like a embolism or if one cheek looks bigger than another cheek. Skinny girls don't really have those issues when it comes to a BBL. But if you're like a bigger size woman, I'm not saying like, I'm not calling nobody fat, but like if you're a bigger size woman, there's more risk.
But I know for some doctors, they want you to lose that weight.
Of course, definitely. You have to meet a certain BMI before you get surgery.
That's a real thing?
It's definitely a real thing.
You get it, right? So how many dudes fuck that? How many dudes you seen in there come and get a BBL?
Men don't get BBLs. They get lipo.
That shit, this no, wait, shit all fabricated. Hold on.
But men don't get BBLs. They really get lipo. That's but here's the thing, lipo. Though. I feel like there's so many misconceptions around surgery. I've worked in this industry for 6 years. Okay. The misconceptions are, every time y'all see somebody look crazy, y'all call it a BBL. It's not. Some girls go get ass shots. Ass shots are putting foreign substances in your body, and you do that illegally. That means you went to a hotel, somebody came in and injected your butt with some foreign substances. Crazy. Yes. BBL is transferring your fat from your back, your stomach, your waist to your butt. It's not you putting anything into your body. That's your own fat being transferred. Okay. So like with me, when I first got my first BBL in 2019, I was small. I didn't have enough fat. So he told me, the only thing I could do for you is transfer it to your butt. I wanted hips because I had hip dips. He was like, you don't have enough fat for that. So the fat that I did have, he transferred it to my butt. And I feel like there's such a misconception with surgery. People feel like, you know, when y'all be seeing people look crazy, oh, they got a BBL. That's not a BBL. They got shots. Shots and a BBL is two different things.
Two different things.
Yeah.
The ass shots be crazy though, because I know the stories get concrete up their ass.
Yo, submit.
Yeah. It's foreign substances. Things that's not supposed to go in your body.
That's why they ask me so hard.
And it's not done by a surgeon. It's not done by a doctor.
Because I remember that experience you told me?
He was going to agree with that shit. He been agreeing today.
I'm not going to lie to you. I experienced some hard booty. Concrete booty.
That's terrible. That's terrible, brother.
Hard ass. No.
Hard booty?
Yeah. First of all, you definitely experienced it in the club.
But that's the difference, though. I told you, I don't even want the motherfuckers by me. I told you this shit.
So you just throw money and they fuck.
I don't even do it. Man, listen. Oh, yeah, I do not do that.
So what you do in the club?
Hey, baby, get a drink and go please the next man. I told you this.
What?
Why the fuck why are we revisiting the story?
You know what? Wait, when it comes to clubs, because you, you are a bottle girl, right? Is there a such thing as the bottle girls or bartenders get more love than strippers?
Well, I've never worked in a strip club, so I don't know how that goes. Okay. I work in a lounge where it's waitresses and bartenders.
Shisha Lounge, by the way.
Yeah, Shisha Lounge, Sunrise, and Hollywood. But like, I've heard of that, but I've never worked in a club, so I can't really answer that question because I don't know. But working in a nightlife, there's always going to be some type of favoritism.
For sure.
For sure, definitely.
Have you experienced that? Like just by being in the lounge,
even within the bottle girls,
maybe you might be
people have preferences. There are men who like skinny girls. There are men who like the thick ones. There are men who like dark skin. There are men who like light skin. So of course, everybody has their preferences. So of course, you're gonna meet somebody that be like, well, I don't want her. I want somebody else.
No, sure.
And I've experienced that before, and it's fine.
I was gonna ask you, did you ever get curved?
Curved?
Yeah.
Have I ever been curved? That's such a great question. Curved at work or curved in general?
No, at work. Because, you know, I ain't going to lie. At the end of the day, like we touched on earlier, why 9 to 5 niggas cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while did you meet your 9 to 5 nigga in Shisha and got curved?
He I ain't gonna lie, he just kind of threw me off. He like put so many things. So let me tell y'all what he's saying. So earlier I said why 9 to 5 men are so cheap, because they was having a conversation. However, he just asked me, have I ever met a 9 to 5 man in my nightlife job that was cheap? No. Okay. To answer your question.
Okay.
No. That's no man that's ever been in my life has ever been cheap. Ain't no man ever been cheap with me, baby.
9 to 5 men, correct?
Of course, my recent relationship, which ended last year, he was a 9 to 5 guy. He worked hard as hell. Didn't work out.
It just didn't work out.
That's it.
So you experienced both, like 9 to 5 guy and like the fast money?
Yeah, but I want me a guy who got like a job or a business. I'm not with the money stuff.
That's a job.
Fast money?
Fast money is a job.
Well, I'm glad it's a job, but I don't want that man. I don't want that man.
That's crazy, though.
Real, like, stability is my biggest thing. You know why? Because I didn't come up from riches. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I come from immigrant parents. My parents are Haitian. They worked. I've never seen my mom without a job. My mom and my dad worked really hard. So there were a lot of struggles. So when I see there's potential to be a struggle, which I know we can't avoid struggle, I just be like, no, I don't want to do this. You feel me? Like, I'm good. I'm single right now. I don't have children. I work two jobs. I'm pretty stable alone. So when I come across somebody that might create some type of instability in my life, I don't want it.
Definitely. You definitely don't want nobody to drag you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely don't want that.
I ain't with the bullshit.
But you know what? Real quick, though, we want to do a special announcement. Again, thanks to this man, Danny. He done got the whole podcast.
From starting from Prestone Shirts. Prestone Shirts.
To now, we are official partners with Humano. You know what I'm saying? Can we give a round of applause for that right there? You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you.
Consistency and hard work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. As you can see, the bottles right here. We got all type of bottles. Can you tell them what we got? We'll quit it up.
So the blue one is Añejo.
Añejo.
Top line. You know, I done tried all these motherfuckers. He said, boy, you don't know which one you want.
Yeah, for real.
I genuinely sampled all four bottles. So.
And which one your favorite, though?
All four bottles.
Humano, shout out to Humano. We appreciate
Big you. Ups.
We got hats, too.
Yeah, we got Humano merch, too.
Yeah, we got the merch. I ain't want to wear it because I ain't going to go with my fit.
And his thuggish era. he on some YN shit with a Scully and this motherfucking 100 degrees outside and shit.
You know, that's a steal.
But we here.
You crazy.
Appreciate the Humano, though.
We should be having his YN moments, bro. You got
what you mean?
So because he's still in the middle of Big Bro and YN. He ain't figured that shit out yet.
No, yeah, boy, crazy. But you know what? So we'll quit to after the announcement. So you know, we're gonna tap back into the whole 9 to 5 guys cheap thing or whatever. Mm. Right? So I have a question I'm going to pose to all you guys. Well, for you, mostly, Katu. Mm-hmm. Is it, and let me know, what's your opinion? Does men save money being single or women save money by being in a relationship?
That's a really good question. Here's my thing, though. I feel like this is why that question is very... I gotta think about the word for that question. But what I wanna say is that people are starting to see other people as a detriment to their life. And that's why love is so bad right now. Mm. Everything is a detriment. But I feel like it all depends on a person's mindset. Here's what I see about people getting together in their money. Okay. You do what works for you and your person. You don't do what social media is posting. You don't do what these podcasts are posting. You do what works for you. So, like, I feel like it's definitely what the person thinks. Like, if you think that having a boyfriend, you're going to save money, that's your mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't think like that. I feel like being with a man, we building a partnership. So me and a person, a connection means more to me than making money. Because when you fall off, if you have that person, if you have somebody by you, that's like my biggest thing, like having people by my side.
For sure. Right.
So like being with a man and saving money, that's not a thought I would ever think about.
So, but let's say number wise.
Yeah.
Did you save a lot of money when you were in a relationship?
My last relationship, no. Everything was 50-50.
50, 50,
50. So if I saved, he saved.
Okay,
because I was going to ask shit. If I spent money on you, like, if I come in, baby, put your money up. I'm spending money on you. Do that make you like me more? Or would you tell me, you know what, baby, keep your money. I got this.
Personally speaking for myself, I have a lot of trauma when it comes to like money and stability. So when a man comes and he provides, it kind of like rocks my world. So it makes me happy. Nonetheless, because I can empathize with everybody else, I'm gonna always see how I can be of help in that situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like that. That's a good response. I think everybody just afraid of, not afraid, but don't like the person that's too dependent.
Depending on them.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just both sides.
Hell yeah. Like, I don't want nobody depending on me.
That's too dependent, and no man want a woman that's every week, and let me get $40.
You know what I mean? Like, speak nobody... for yourself, goddammit, shit.
No, that's 100% correct.
That is true.
Nobody... Speak for yourself. Don't say what you think.
So you would want a woman that's super dependent on you.
I want $40 sometime.
I was saying.
I had to fuck with you though, because you've been agreeing to everything a motherfucker said. But at the end of the day,
he know damn well he don't want that.
At the end of the day, if she was in motherfucking, if she had a Burger King job, she ain't got it every time you look around, she ain't got it. Yeah, what? I'm gonna be happy when.
But that's your fault. You should be.
Can elevated. I finish talking?
All right, go ahead.
If she cut me and say, "Hey, you think I can get $100 so me we go hang out?" Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, I know she got to come home and ask me for money. I'm happy. I know she ain't gonna go out and do her thing because she ain't got no money.
But that's the type of man you are. I'm not.
Yeah, so speak for your. That's why I say
I'm
speak for yourself.
At the Burkey job, we gonna get on Indeed and find other jobs that pay
speak
more.
Speak for yourself,
but you know when you think about it, is that a good thing or a bad thing, or is that a is that control or is that love? Because now you feel
that's
like
love.
That's control.
You feel like she gonna always come and ask you because she ain't got it. Is that exactly control or is control. It love?
That's love,
man. That's niggas that just want to control with money. That's it.
Yeah.
Period. Because if a nigga see you at a certain
like
position,
I say, speak for yourself.
His
that's
job
love.
Is to elevate you and get you to a higher position.
I'm elevating her when she come ask me for the bread so she can go hang out.
Come on. No.
I'm elevating
no, because
her
I'm
when
impartial,
she gotta
come to me. I can kind of see both parts. He's being supportive, but at the same time, it can go to a place where it becomes control. But I see where you're coming from, and I like it. But it's, when it becomes control, it's like, nah, nigga, you trying to like, you
voice.
Trying to like
you
put me
feel
on the leash.
That way, when you feel that way, then you
communicate
tell me.
That.
But till then,
so
keep
look,
coming for them $100.
So what happens when she need that $100, but you mad at her?
I'm gonna still give it to her.
You gonna still give it to her?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
give her allowance.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't like allowance. It's giving, I don't get it. It's giving, I don't get no money. I'm a bum. Like, why you give me allowance?
That's what you want.
I'm not giving. No, fuck no. I'm just making sure she good. But she gotta come to me for everything. Fuck that.
But the thing is, you know better.
The Burger King check gonna run out.
Exactly. That's the point. You know the Burger King check gonna run out.
It's all right though.
Knowing damn well she can go apply for that little. Administration position and get that job and get paid more.
Don't worry about it. Keep coming.
So you're about to be a father figure then?
Yeah.
He's talking about, yeah.
Come on, come through. I got you, baby. Crazy. Because at the end of the day, you got to come home.
Nah, you going to control her with your money. That's what you're going to do.
It's not controlling.
You know she's going to stay in line.
It's making sure she all right when she need it.
And I see that point, but I see that point, but I just want to make sure it don't get to a point where it's control.
And that's why I indicated.
And I never want to be controlled.
That's why I said, once you feel like I'm trying to control you, you let me know.
Okay.
Cut your ass off.
That's, why would you? That's not control.
That's what? Listen, that's not.
Cut me off when I tell you, hey, I ain't going to lie for like. And then you like, I don't want to talk to you.
That is not
whoa.
Control. That is not control.
What is it?
That's you. That's for you to understand.
Kid?
He's been bullshit. That's what it was. He's I know he was a bullshit.
Meech was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. He was the bullshit. I told you. That's what it is.
I love content.
He's funny. He's funny. I get him, but I don't. But
nah, okay.
That's crazy.
I get what
they're trying to cut me off, though, but
no,
at the end of the day.
I get what he's trying to do, but all he do is manipulate the situation to say that.
A manipulator you are? Is that what you do?
Is that part of the Zodiac side?
Aquarius are just very detached. I don't want them to be manipulators, but they here for a good time, not a long time.
Which zodiac sign are like the soul club?
For me,
yeah.
My love match is a Cancer and a Scorpio man.
In the sense of the whole way you're talking about the whole love match, like, did you go somewhere to figure that out?
No, I study metaphysics a lot. So
metaphysics,
yeah,
and none of that shit you study true.
Different strokes for different folks, babe. That's okay.
At the end of the day, like I thought about it earlier, JJB say it's compatible. You got to be compatible. That zodiac shit is just out the door.
And it's okay because those zodiac signs are different. So if your zodiac sign is not compatible with mine, maybe it's not gonna work.
Is that like the number one thing on your list?
One of them.
Top three.
I don't want no fire sign man. So no Leo, no Sagittarius, no
top
Aries.
Three?
Yeah. Oh. No Leo, no Sagittarius, no Aries for me.
Leo's, I'm sorry.
Mama Leo, no offense to Leo women because I love y'all. But the Leo men, I don't know. But I make great friends with Leo men. What? We could conquer the world. Like, we could build businesses together, but relationship? Oh, hell no.
Can't do it.
Leo men are my good friends. Like, we make good money together. I have a Leo friend that I've been friends with for years. We could create together, but to be together? Oh, hell no. Because Leo men, they love attention, and it's like, it's them or nothing.
So they like more attention than women?
Hold on.
Do they like more attention than women? Well, right, look, she nod her head quick as shit.
They like the, it gotta be them or nothing.
So who gonna be in the, tell me who gonna be in the mirror more?
Leo and Jay go real good with Gemini women.
So you saying a Leo man gonna be in the mirror more than his old lady?
No, it's not about that. It's not about them wanting to be in a mirror. It's just more so they wanna always be acknowledged. No matter what they do, they need to be acknowledged.
For those who study zodiac signs, come holla at my girl.
I ain't no zodiac sign girl you can holla at, but I study metaphysics.
I hope you got like a crystal ball at
home. I used to have crystals, not no more. Not no more.
That's crazy. You know what, real quick, so I want to tap into, because I had watched your last vlog episode.
Okay.
And you talked about solo dates.
Yeah.
How's that going for you though?
I love solo dates. I have the most fun when I go out by myself.
Really?
I went out last Friday. I had a ball. The owner of the damn lounge was giving me so many shots. But I really enjoy my own company, and that kind of scares me.
I do the same shit. I hang out by myself. I tell you all the time. Yeah, you know, I hang out by myself. If you can't hang out by yourself, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And that's why I be telling Sam, you can't do that.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, I see.
Sam, you gotta go outside by yourself.
Nah,
Listen,
I hit the bar by myself, guys.
I go out by myself and I have a great time.
I don't know because I'm by myself.
Hey, if you can't hang out by yourself, you got a problem.
Yeah. I enjoy my company because I'm a little cray cray. So not everybody can handle cray cray. So like, I'm like, I can handle this cray cray. Hey, we have a good time.
You think going out with no company is inviting company?
What? What kind of question is that?
That's your question. So look, you gonna get to the bar and you by yourself, especially as a female.
It might invite company, but shit is what you want to attract. Like what you want. Like you could tell a nigga no. Mm. I'm so good at saying yes and no, but I just got good at that. But I wasn't always good at that. But now it's easy to be like no.
So when you say you just got good at that, you were vulnerable for attention when you went out by yourself?
No. I wasn't vulnerable. See, I love when people kind of misconstrue. No.
That's not what it was. Misconstrue? I want to understand it.
He trouble. This the troublemaker on the podcast, right?
I need to understand it.
No. Okay, so. No. So when I go out, it was never. When I go out, I'm going out for me. It's never about nobody. Like, I don't give a fuck who out there. I'm going out for me. But nonetheless, it attracts all kinds of things. But I'm saying that, I said that because I was a little naive. Well, not naive, little. I was naive. And I used to always think that anything that was attracted to me was a good person. And I know now that it's not always good. And now I know how to protect my energy now.
Damn.
You attract them all, bro.
Who said that? Who said that?
So besides the solo dates, are you actively dating? Like, what?
I'm not actively dating right now.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Tap into the whole.
You can ask about my personal life, Meech. I'm cool. I ain't scared of the smoke.
No, so I was going to ask about the whole dating thing, like the ghosting culture. Do you believe in the ghosting culture?
Yeah, I've ghosted. People have ghosted me, so I get it.
Damn.
Wait, say that again?
I've ghosted, and people have ghosted me.
Oh.
Yeah.
They ghosted you after how many conversations?
Okay, so the last time I got ghosted wasn't 2022. I feel like this is a high profile man. He had a lot going on.
High profile man,
right? Yeah.
What makes him a high profile man?
He was in the NFL.
Damn.
What?
He didn't ghost you. Shit, he got tired of you.
We only hung out four times. I didn't do nothing to make him mad or nothing.
But you got
to
understand. So when he ghosts you, did you let it go easily, or you called it and you wanted clarification on why he ghosted you?
I never asked.
The text message.
I never asked because I felt like we wasn't that deep enough for me to ask him. But I just know that he was going through a lot with his contracts. So I didn't bother him about that.
You understood that, though?
I got it. I was hurt, but I got it.
Okay.
But I was drunk calling sometimes.
Ah, man, you one of those.
Yeah, I'm a drunk call my nigga 50 times on 100. Okay.
You one of those.
Yeah.
And you texting too, right?
Yeah. And he ain't respond, but
and she might pull up.
No, I knew his crib and I didn't pull up.
Okay.
One thing about it, because
you said you crazy shit. I just want to.
I'm not crazy. But when I hang out, I like to be cray cray. Not, I'm not a crazy woman. Stop trying to put that narrative on me.
I'm trying to get an understanding.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to put something on you when I'm trying to get an understanding. That's it. That's
so yeah, basically yeah. He definitely did ghost me. I haven't spoke to him since then. That was 2022. But it was like he was going through shit and...
He's still with me?
Yeah.
So...
Well, shout out to him then.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Yeah. That's what he got his contract situated.
Ghoster.
Yeah. She got right. Let me tell you something about me.
Gotta go, baby. I'm sorry.
The last don't mean nothing for me. Oh,
man. But let me ask you a question. In all honesty, though.
Yeah.
When you get ghosted, you're a beautiful black sister, mm-hmm. right? When you get ghosted by men, do that bring you down? As in, like, make you feel like you're ugly, like your self esteem go low when you get ghosted?
No. So I've been through so much in my life. I have a therapist, so I'm in therapy. Okay.
Shout out to that.
And it's just like, to me, it's more so we're not aligned. Like I said, I study metaphysics a lot. If me and a person just can't connect, it's not in alignment with what God wants for me. So it hurts. And of course, I might go through my confidence or self-esteem issues, but it doesn't last long. It's like, this wasn't for me, period. I really believe on what's for you, it's going to be for you. So when it don't work, it don't work. I'm not going to crash out and die. Like, I ain't going to die. It's 8 billion people on this planet, bro. I'm beautiful. I'm going to always find somebody else.
I had a conversation, and I think I touched on with you.
Wait, my stomach was growling. I hope they don't hear that.
So we got popcorn. We got popcorn. We stay with snacks. We got popcorn and Diet Coke. You know, we don't want you to. But I had this conversation earlier this week, and I was talking. You know, I don't have a therapist, but great lady I can call, coworker, no matter what time of day it is, I can call her, right? And we were just talking about fathers and daughters and stuff like that. And she always said, she told me, she was like, the way you treat your daughter and interact with your daughter is the woman she's going to grasp to.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say if your father was around, if he was in your younger life, did he give you those conversations to know what man to look for, what not to look for in a man when you out on these solo dates?
I know you're Haitian. So.
Yeah, that's actually a really good conversation. I love my dad. We have such a great relationship now. But the first time I had a real conversation about anything, it wasn't even about men, but the first time I had like a real conversation with my dad was 9, 10. I had just got my period. And he was just like, you know, now you becoming a woman and like you can't play with boys. But he couldn't really tell. He didn't really say much. The first time my dad had a conversation with me about men, it was 17. And I'm gonna be transparent. At 17, he asked me if I was a virgin. I wasn't a virgin at that time. So I was 17. It was already too late. But the thing is, I grew up in a Caribbean household. Like, they don't talk to you about that type of stuff. They don't. But my dad did what he could. You feel me? But always in the back of my head, I always knew that my father would protect me from whatever it was. But he just never broke down to me what the real world was. He never gave me game. He never did that. I'm his second daughter, and I was his baby girl. So he never gave me game, but he would like kind of hint at stuff. I kind of wish he did give me game, but it's like, what father is going to give their daughter game for real?
And I was coming to that because we all girl dads. So therefore, I was going to ask you, do you think it's best that we give out? Is a different culture?
I didn't even need
yes.
So would you say it's better now to give daughters that conversation early or wait? And when I say early, 10, 11, 12, then wait till 17?
No. Give them that conversation 10 and 11. I'm so sorry. Because I could remember everything from 10 and 11. I wish my father gave me that conversation at that time. And I wouldn't have moved as fast as I did in high school. And my dad did what he could. But he just didn't have it in him to kind of tell me. You don't have to be like talking about sex and all that. Just be like, you know, before you give a man any of your attention, he has to really work for that attention.
Is that what he was telling you?
He didn't tell me that.
So real quick, in the sense of game, do you feel like your dad had the game though? Like, because you know, since
yeah, my daddy got 4 baby mamas and 4 daughters, and we all back to back.
He was slaying.
God damn.
Yeah, my sister Tanya, she just turned 34 on Wednesday. I'm 32. Taisha's 31. And I believe Shawnee's like 27, 28.
But when he was doing all this, was he doing it in the States or the Caribbean?
Here, Miami.
So yeah, he got game.
He was hanging out.
Yeah. Cause you know,
yeah, I love my daddy. I hope he don't see this, but I love him. He can't watch this.
Hey, shout out to dad, man. Wherever you at, you the truth.
My daddy is a great person. I love my daddy.
You the truth, dad.
But nonetheless, though, I feel like I wish he would have told me these things early on, and I kind of would. My mom did what she could. My mom was been talking about boys. So I was like, get away from the boys, like.
Already.
But having a man tell you is like, okay,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. So by the time my daddy already was asking me, it was like I was already doing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different. Because I know for sure, I know for our daughters, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
As soon as they get down on their period, tell them to stay away from boys. But don't be aggressive. Don't be like, you know, don't be weird about it.
You gotta ease into it because at the end of the day,
women are emotional. So you have to feel you before we see you.
Yeah.
We have to just know that women have to see you before they feel you.
For sure.
I mean, they have to feel you before they see you.
And that's why I always try to play that. That's why I always try to play that role in being there for my daughter, because at the end of the day, I want my daughter to turn out like y'all boys talk about, hey boy, you seen G daughter?
But I feel like little girls, like girls particularly, are smart.
Yeah.
So girls, they
but
know
they're only majority of the time they're only gonna do what they see that's what's done to their mom or how a man is treating their mom or vice versa.
I'm saying like as far as them doing any act, they're smart. They
emotions know, play. I don't give a damn how smart you are. Emotions always gonna play the biggest factor. Right or wrong?
It does for women.
So
I gotta be real.
No matter how smart they are, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, emotions are always gonna compensate the fucking the brain you got.
So yeah,
you feel
for sure.
Like because the emotions will come out. Whatever it is.
Nigga, emotions will turn a woman. You can be the smartest motherfucker on the planet, but their emotions gonna get the best of them and they gonna supersede whatever they feel that's right.
Exactly.
Is their emotions going to overcompensate that? So with all that bullshit, being smart and all that shit, at the end of the day, if I don't show my daughter that emotionally I love her, guess what she's going to do? Fuck how smart she is. She's going to do what the fuck her emotions tell her to do.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the thing too, though, I feel like these new age dads, especially the new age girl dads,
yeah.
We actually doing that.
Okay, I'm gonna give y'all that much. I feel like the new dads are doing way much better. Honestly, like I got homeboys who got daughters. I got friends who got daughters. I got family members who have daughters. I feel like they're doing a way better job. But then I don't blame my parents, though. Like I said, my mom and my dad are immigrants. They come from Haiti. So my dad is the first kid, you know, out of like 5, 6 of them. My mom is the first kid out of 10 of them. So like they didn't really know. My mom had me at 20.
Yeah.
They didn't really know how to nurture and build a kid. I had a lot of resentment until I got into therapy. And I'm like, yo, I can't even blame them. They was young as hell.
Not to cut you.
I'm sorry. Hey, man. People, if you need help, go to therapy. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Definitely.
Definitely in the society we are in today, it's nothing wrong with therapy.
Yeah, I'm actually
going to
get therapy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm still trying to understand therapy.
Sam doesn't really believe in therapy.
I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it, but I don't understand it. I really don't understand how can therapy get you through whatever that trauma that you have.
Do you have a Caribbean background?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so therapy, you're speaking to a medical doctor.
Yeah.
who is a licensed professional. Okay. And whenever you speak to them, they could be able to tell you where it's coming from and how, where it started. So you're able to heal those parts of you. And I enjoy therapy. Like, I'm a speaker. I love talking. So, like, therapy, a lot of things I already knew, but, like, just talking to her, it confirms everything. And then another thing that I love about therapy, the person does not know you, so they don't have a perceived perception of you.
Gotcha.
Like, you could go talk to your brother, but your brother, I'm just saying, they already perceive you in a way. They're going to kind of judge the situation off of how they already perceive you. Yeah. When you go talk to a therapist, they don't know you. So what perception were they going to create of you if they don't know you?
But look, when you get that confirmation from the therapist, what does that do for you?
It makes you grow. You start moving different. You start
and that's called emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
So the thing that you knew already about yourself, once you got the confirmation from someone else,
a therapist,
that made you a therapist.
Yeah, because you won't react. Like, even though you know it about yourself, you won't react until somebody else tell you.
Even if you know that about yourself.
That's part about being a human. Mentally,
because a lot of times people don't self-accept. So you're going to accept it when you get in therapy. Like, you know what? I do have this problem. And now I want to work on this problem so I can make my world better and so I can make everybody around me better.
Do you feel like sometimes you're in denial about yourself? Or a situation?
No, because
I can answer that for him.
I literally know my problems and I tell myself what to work on.
But do you work on it?
Yes.
You're such a Gemini.
And that's what we call Zodiac readers.
You are such a Gemini. You are such a Gemini.
Because I've had times where I fucked up in situations and I self-assess. When I self-assess, I'm like, okay, I understand what my wrongs and rights were. I do wrong. And for my next situation or for whatever else that I encountered, I do things differently.
Can I ask a question, though? Do you have, like, power issues? Do you want to be in control of what's going on in your life and you don't want nobody to take control of that? Is that?
From yes and no.
Yes and no. You say yes, so I get it.
No, this is a yes and no.
Okay, so a therapist would not be controlling you. They're just telling you what's going on. You have to look yourself in the mirror.
I know what's going on.
Cool, but you got to hear somebody else out. It's your world. You're right. Why? Mm-hmm. But just to have a reflection of what's really going on. You think you see it, but somebody else might see it a different way, just for perspective, for perspective reasons.
I want to get statistics on how many Caucasian people, white people, and black people see a therapist, and I bet the Caucasian and white win every time because we're like you. We self-diagnose ourselves and try to fix our shit ourselves.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Of how many people that is taking therapy. And how's that therapy actually helping
you? But let me ask you, I'm so sorry to cut you off, right? You said Caucasians. You got to look at it this way, though. And this might not be the case. This wasn't your intent of what you said. But Caucasians have a lot of more resources than black people. So correct. That's why they're in therapy. Black people don't have resources. I have to pay my therapist $60 every time I see her. Look at this economy. Not everybody could pay $60 every time they go see a therapist. So they just might have more of the resources.
Well, now, so we're
not going to be promoting them on this platform.
Hold on. Now mental health is a big thing to me, though. Mental health is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's resources everywhere now. And they free. You just have to do the homework yourself to find it.
You're right. I wasn't going to cut you off, but it's men's mental health month right now while we talk about therapy.
And that's all it is.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Yes. But yeah, there are free options out there. I found my therapist, I forgot the platform, but I pay her $60 every time I see her. And I don't have to go to her. It's virtual and she's in Miami Gardens. She's from here. And
that's good.
Yep.
Sam, you need to go
black
see
woman.
Her. And she a sister.
Sam, just try. We ain't forcing
you. And she a sister. But she going to tell you all your rights
therapy,
and wrong.
You know what I'm going to do therapy for?
When I'm old.
When you old?
After.
When you starting your way.
Grandkids.
He ain't gonna remember shit the therapist says.
A Gemini, I think they got it. They know it.
Whatever that happened in the past, and we just like, man, fuck all that.
He gonna be cracking the bill open.
But eternally, I do feel like, man, fuck all that therapy shit, dude. Handle that yourself, man. Like, I feel like you could really.
Sam, don't stay boxing. You so smart.
I don't
stay boxing. Listen, let me tell you something. You want to be open-minded. That's it. Just be open-minded. It's okay.
Me saying I'm going to do it when I'm 50 is being open-minded.
Okay. I accept that. But just be open-minded because life is bigger than what your mind tells you it is. Nice. Just be open-minded to different things.
Nice. Life is bigger than
what you think it is, what your mind tells you it is.
My mind is telling me.
Yeah, your mind is your mind is always gonna close you up.
No, but
it's telling me.
Life is bigger than whatever's in your mind. That is bigger. That's a bigger world than what we are sitting at right now.
What if what's in my mind is bigger than what you think what's in my mind?
I don't think so.
How do you know?
Because it's a little box in there.
You don't know.
It's a box of thoughts.
It's a box of thoughts.
It's a box of thoughts.
So we call that lunch boxing. You know, when your food just be
step out of that box and try new things.
When your food just be graveling around in a lunchbox, you know when your mom or
about
that. That's where your mind at right now. You lunchboxing.
You are. I like that. He lunchboxing.
I feel like my brain.
We gonna
like,
use that moving forward. Lunchboxing.
Your thoughts could be a box. Your thoughts.
It's yeah. Because it's only you.
Something
it's,
that you can.
It's only you.
The thoughts have no limits.
So let me tell you something. When you're learning, what do you learn? Just from your mind? No, you learn from your outside world. You want to take advantage of that. You want to take advantage of the outside world. You don't want to just be stuck in your body, stuck in your mind. No, there's so much more in this life.
You definitely got to scare yourself, though.
Exactly. Sam, go see a therapist, man. Might change your life.
We ain't going to see you no different.
Yeah, listen, we not. Wait, have you seen a therapist yet? I've seen one, but now I'm going to change. I'm going to get that.
Okay. I will talk to you in 6 months after your therapy.
Okay.
And then if I see something...
Sam, let me tell you something. When you see a therapist, I guarantee you, if you went through something 3-4 times, you're not going to go through that no more.
Oh, this is another thing. What if I don't have any traumas?
Everyone has traumas, bro.
Nah, man, bro. Shut the hell up,
my
bro.
My traumas is not...
Oh, my God.
You
can't
say you... You know what a trauma... Trauma is stumping your toe. So at the end of the... When you get out of bed, you know when you stump your toe in that goddamn corner of that bed? That's what... Man, that motherfucker hurt.
So next time, like, you hopping out.
You jumping out.
Yeah, you're jumping out.
That can be a small trauma, though.
Yeah.
Anything is a trauma. So don't say you don't have a trauma. Everybody has trauma, bro. I mean, you just take trauma different.
Yeah, it's something that...
I told you the big bad wolf.
I'm really not, bro.
Bro, because you have no...
I'm a teddy bear, bro.
It's given I'm a Haitian boy and I know how to hide my feelings because that's what we do in our community. And I know how to just throw things under the rug and keep going. But that's not healthy, baby.
Maybe that's the case, but I don't think so.
Well, one thing for sure, you don't want to sweep a lot of things under your rug because at the end of the day, you still got to walk in that rug.
But what if you really genuinely feel like you haven't had any traumas?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. That's something that you will have to figure out.
If I had any traumas?
You got traumas, you just don't. You don't want to see them as traumas, though.
Yeah, you probably do. It's just, but I think the trauma thing, or even just the therapy thing, like it's very taboo, you know, in our community, of course. But that's something that you need to figure out. We could tell you our traumas, X, Y, and Z, but and you may not even relate to it though. But at the end of the day, I think you need to sit down with yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, be like,
I'll try.
You know what? What is it? What's something I'm going through? What's something that
December we're gonna have this conversation again.
This guy's crazy.
In December we're gonna have this conversation again, brother.
Oh my god.
In 2026, I just may do therapy.
That's crazy.
And we're not forcing you to do therapy. We just want you to be more open minded because your mind is not the only place that this world can take you.
Me saying that I'm open, that's me being open minded.
You said when you're 50.
Nah, I'll give it 6 months.
So we got him from 50 to 6 months.
Text me, let me know how it goes in 6 months. I'd love 6 months. I want to come back and talk to Sam personally. All right.
That's crazy.
Shit, he gonna be on the edge by then.
Your life, though. No, it really does.
It did change, bro.
It does. You don't realize you're a toxic person. You're the person that's causing people trouble. You don't realize that until you get in therapy. You don't realize that you wasn't the one that started it. It's your childhood that brought that out of you. It's a lot of stuff, I'm telling you. I love therapy.
You know, period. Real quick,
so damn, I love that.
Real quick, so let's talk about this one topic real quick. It's all over social media. I do want to bring it up. It's about marriage, mainly by Halle Berry, right? Uh-oh. Her boyfriend, who is a musician named Van Hunt, he proposed to Halle Berry. But she
turned it down.
She did not accept it.
So he proposed to her.
He proposed to her. So to give you a quick background, you know, Halle Berry been married 3 times.
Yeah.
And divorced all 3 times.
Yeah. And she had to pay half all 3 times.
Half.
Yeah, so I understand. Right.
So I know she has said a quote. She said, "We don't feel like we don't have to get married or validate our love in any way." Right. And this goes back to the, you know, we had a topic in our last podcast about dealing with a woman who had 3 failed marriages, right? Mm-hmm. Most of us guys said that we deal with 3 failed marriages. Real quick though, would you deal with a guy that had 3 failed marriages or 3?
Of course.
No, which one? 3 failed marriages or 3 baby mamas?
Or baby daddies?
Baby daddies.
3 baby daddies or 3 failed marriages?
Which one would you prefer?
Yeah.
3 failed marriages.
3 failed marriages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because having 3 baby mamas is a choice.
That is a choice, though.
I don't think so.
It's a choice. You greased her without a condom. It's a choice. You nutted at her.
Fair. You greased
her. Have some control. Have some self-control.
That's not fair, though.
I'm fucking off. Shit do happen, right? Shit do happen. But at the end of the day, like, 3 baby mamas, like, you know, you was nothing to her.
Crazy.
You know that was a possibility.
It is crazy.
You knew it was a possibility. You still did it.
Yeah.
So
let's say for, you know, the whole Holly Berry situation, and it's, of course, 2 sides. You guys, knowing her situation, 3 divorces, right? And you go ahead and propose and she turns it down. Are you staying?
That's Holly Berry, nigga, yeah. The fuck?
If it wasn't Holly Berry.
At the end of the day, Sam ain't got no morals. Fuck that. Sam don't give a damn shit.
Sam don't even care about therapy.
It's a million more of those. So therefore, we'll have to sit down and regroup. Yes. Because at the end of the day.
But you understand her trauma though, too. Because that's trauma right there, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You know trauma?
Cause you said you ain't.
You know what he said.
Cause you said you ain't trauma.
I can identify. So I can identify.
You can't identify something you don't have.
Oh, no, I can identify.
How do you identify? How do you identify? How do you identify? You can't. You don't know what trauma is if you don't have it. You can't see
you
trauma.
Just said if you hit your foot up that, if you hit your
toe, ain't see it because you don't have trauma.
But I know the pain.
Back to Holly Berry. So therefore, I we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to stay, but we'll talk about it and see your reasoning. Even though he probably just head over heels for her, and she probably like,
I'm straight.
I'm good because I'm still 3 prior marriage. Right. I'm still paying the first dude off.
It's not even about payment, though. Let me chime in, though. Mm-hmm. Like, being that she had 3 failed marriages before going into another marriages, I know there's a deep thought that has to go into it. Mm-hmm. And her saying no is probably personal. She probably saw things that's like, I don't think I can marry you. Mm-hmm. So us being on the outside looking in, she know what she doing. Definitely. It's not that she like, oh, he ain't worth the remarriage or it's not worthy of it. It's probably things that she needs to get over as an individual or mm-hmm. that she's seen some red flags that is just not going with her. Already had 3 marriages. She has that experience. So she has that right to choose if she wants to marry somebody or not.
So the same way the same way you have the understanding for Holly Berry. Let's say if the other people are on the shoe, like if a guy, 3 failed marriages, right?
Uh-huh.
You with him. But you want to get married. And let's say that conversation pops up and stuff like that. He tells you, like, nah, I'm not right now. I'm straight. But you're like, your main focus is, like, I want to get married. I want to start this life with you, X, Y, and Z. Would you be understanding?
Emotionally, I would feel hurt. But at the same time, I would definitely be understanding because you got married 3 times. You already know what it is. So you know your experience. So you have to heal from that trauma that Sam said he doesn't have. You have to heal from the trauma and you can get through it. I don't want no man to marry me if he's not ready. True. You got to be 100% ready to marry me. I ain't forcing no man to marry me.
Listen, niggas not leaving Halle Berry. That's your baddest bitch. That's the most.
It's not about being a bad bitch. A bitch could be a bad bitch, but you're not going to last. And that's the problem right there. People are confusing, not even confusing. People will rather choose lust over love. Right. You lusting over this woman like you, she's Halle Berry, so that's lust. But you're not thinking about the long-term effects of this.
I mean, if he's trying to propose. He thought about
I'm talking about you, Sam. I ain't talking about the proposal.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
But you know what's funny?
I'm Holly Berry too.
I had this conversation with my old lady last night, and we was talking about this whole Holly Berry situation. But we was talking about, like, in the grand scheme of, like, you know, back in the day, Holly Berry was before Instagram models. Mm-hmm. Holly Berry was
one of the top five.
On top, mm-hmm. top five of everything. And every song, rappers, whatever the case may be. So now, later on now, it's like, I'm not going to say she can't keep a man, but it's like, damn, like, you've been married 3 times, divorced 3 times, and stuff like that. So now it's like, what about these girls that's coming up, the Burgess, the Jada Waiters, you know what I'm saying, coming up right now? You think at the end of the day, when they get a little bit older, you think they're going to find love?
That's a great question, Meech.
Or this cycle is going to get repeated in the sense of like, yeah, you was the baddest bitch back in your day. But right, now it's time to settle down. It's like, nah, it's not going to
work. Meech, that's a great question. Because I'm an older woman and I am very attractive. I'm 32, but like, a lot of bitches consider, what the fuck you old at? I ain't gonna lie to you. I work with young girls at the lounge and at my day job. I'm the oldest woman. Girls think I'm old and it's cool. I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, it's like,
old as fuck.
Of course, I still do have those thoughts. But then again, I'm so like, I'm such a fairy in a sense. She was a fairy. Definitely me. And I always feel like I'm going to find my person. But it's more so of people just believing in themselves. Mm. It's all about the self-belief. If you're thinking, oh, I'm getting old and I'm not going to find nobody, not going to find nobody. And you just said something, she can't keep a man.
Right.
A man is so easy to be kept. Niggas go for anything. They go for a doorknob. A man is the easiest thing to get and the easiest thing to keep.
I don't think so.
A man is the easiest thing to keep. If you
it is though.
Let me tell you something like this. Sam, listen to me. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something how easy it is to be to keep a man. Shut the fuck up and be stupid. You can keep a man.
That's not keeping.
Shut the hell up and be stupid. You can keep a man. Let a nigga do him. You can keep a man. It's so easy to keep a man.
That's keeping him
but
around.
But to get a man to really step,
keep him around,
that's like, some work.
That is work.
And not a lot of women could do that. And sometimes us as beautiful women, bad bitch, all that stuff, sometimes we don't have that capacity no more to try to make a man meet our needs. So we gonna let that nigga go. One thing about me, I'm leaving. I don't give a fuck. 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, I'm leaving.
So let me ask you a question.
It ain't tough.
She tough.
It's more so it's like, it's not worth it, though. You're another human being just as much as me. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what you do for a living. At the end of the day, I always know in the back of my head I could get somebody else that's even better. Every time I leave a nigga, I upgrade. Every time. I've never went up to go down. Mm. And that's a belief system, though. Mm. That an individual, not man or woman, an individual has to create for themselves to know that they can get it.
Do you feel like in your day life, you think that's going to hinder you, though?
No.
And do you
I'm
do that?
Always, I'm gonna get exactly who I want to be with.
And that's because you have the looks that you feel that way?
No.
Okay.
Mentally. And I know I got God. I'm gonna tell God this is what I want. God gonna give me that because I'm gonna be patient for it. I'm waiting for that.
Hopefully he don't bring Sam in your life, shit.
I don't want Sam gonna be fucked up. My long motherfucking shot. I don't want Sam. Joking. Sam, I fuck with you. You cool.
I'm a good guy.
What I said. Geminis are complex. Sam is complicated.
Nah, I'm a good guy.
Oh, you are a complicated good guy.
Don't worry.
No, but the reason why I asked is because you said that every time you leave a dude, you always upgrade. So it's like in that mindset that you have, you will always upgrade versus like if this guy ain't doing this one, two things, I'm done with you next.
No, not like that. I really believe in compromising when you have a partner. Okay. Like, I'm going to meet my partner halfway all the time. Here's the thing, though. This is an example I'm going to give you. People always ask, oh, would you be with a broke man? No. But if I met him, listen, Sam, you got shit to say? Vibe. Just chill. Let me say what I'm going to say, right? Sam, wait. So listen to this, though, right? If I get with a man and he's stable, he has all his stuff together, I'm going to be with him. But if he fall off, I'm going to still be with him.
Okay.
But I'm not finna meet you today and be with you and you fell off. No. I don't know you enough. You're not creating no... Women thrive off of security and feeling stable. Mm-hmm. I meet you today. You have no car, no job. You broke as fuck. I'm not going to be with you. But if we get together and you were stable and then you... Because we all have that. Men and women, where we fall off a little bit and we have to get back up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with you. Because when I met you, you wasn't like that. I see your potential. I know you're going to work to get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not finna be with somebody. I just meet you. I don't trust you enough to be naive enough to be like, oh my God, he's going to get himself together 6 months. I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. But nonetheless, if I met you 6 months ago and you was on your shit and you had your job and you was doing your business, whatever it is, and you was good, and then you fall off, I'm going to stick beside you because I know you have that potential to do it. But I can't meet you today at a bar and you be like, I don't have a job. I don't have a car. Fuck, nigga, get out my face. Wait,
Don, do y'all feel the same about women?
You took that shit out of my head.
Well, you did though.
Me, shit
right I would ask head. You, you know, Spider-Man.
Sam, let me not cut you off, but men don't, because like he said earlier, he want a woman to need him.
Come to him.
So if a woman come to him broke, he gonna take that because he can control that. He gonna take that because he can control that. Period.
It's not controlling.
What is it, my love?
It's not controlling.
What
it's,
is it, sweetheart?
It's being a responsible person in a relationship.
That boy got that cape on his neck.
Sound good.
I'm being real though. It's we all say we always want to hold me and you dating. Who gonna hold accountability when shit go bad?
Both of us. Bullshit. That's what partners do.
Bullshit. Come
that's
on, man.
That's
let's
what you
let's
think?
Be real.
No. When shit go bad.
Now you wanna
you
agree?
Just said, no.
Facts.
It's not about agreeing though. Let me tell you, relationships is not one size fit all.
Exactly.
You create what you want your relationship to be.
Exactly.
You create 50-50. You create 30-70. You and your partner create that. It's not what the world tells you it's supposed to be.
Tell them boys.
It's not that.
Uh-huh.
So if we both in a bind, we gonna work it out together because that's what we created.
That's
but if your mindset already like, I'm in a bind, I don't want to fuck with you, that's your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship are compromising and coming together. Right. And that's I feel like that's what, not generation, but that's what society is going through right now. It's a lot of content out here that's fucking people minds up.
It is, though.
It's a generational thing, though.
It ain't generational. Because it ain't generational. Because the older folks was toxic as fuck, too.
Facts.
Them people in the 70s and the 60s was very toxic as well.
Very toxic.
But it's relationships, and it's not relationship. It's people. Mm-hmm. Individual people that come together and be like, we're going to work this out together. Right. We're going to make this work together. This is how I want you to do things. This is how we should do things as a team.
Thanks.
We doing this as a team. But then there's people that's like, oh, well, it wasn't done like this back in the day. That's what you were taught. Mm-hmm. It's all a mind thing. We go back to mind and metaphysics. It's all what you think it's going to be.
That is true.
I like that. It's all what you think it's going to be. For real. I don't go by what
I
ain't gonna say, oh, I want my man to pay 70 and I'm 30%. That's really not what it is.
Man, I think Sam trying to get back in your good graces because nah,
Sam don't want therapy, so I don't know that.
Nah, hey, I'm open minded.
Nah,
so,
but
oh, fuck that. He open minded. So you and your girl come to you and she said, hey, babe, we should go to therapy. What you doing?
No, bro.
The relationship is over. I'm gonna tell you his thoughts. I am Sam thoughts.
Wait,
I'm
what gonna, you mean?
I mean, if she say,
are
hey,
we going through something?
Motherfucker, in
the
relationship.
You don't have to go through nothing to go to therapy. See, that's the problem right there.
I was just about to kill him.
And that's why the Caucasians are up in a pyramid. Because they Caucasians are winning because they don't have to have a problem for therapy. They're going to go get it because they got the resources. We don't know that type of stuff because we weren't taught none of that. Why think they excelling?
I get it.
Because they had the research. Like, we don't even need that, but let's go do it anyways.
Right.
I'm going to see my therapist. Hey, how can I make $100,000 more?
And your therapist could tell you, because your therapist works for your emotions. People always try to throw emotions out of everything, but your emotions is what drives you to do everything.
Hey, you just had
emotional intelligence. Yeah. Man, Sam, I ain't here to preach, but I'm here to show you the way.
A very wealthy man. Therapy might tell you that.
You don't therapy go break that well. Huh?
Nah, it's just going to make you feel a little bit more comfortable to be in your feminine energy.
I am.
Men and women both have feminine
and
masculine
teddy bear.
Energy.
Remember, he's a teddy bear.
Please, Sam. Hey, Sam, I'm going to go to therapy and I'm going to be so happy to see you.
I am. 6 months.
I'm so excited. I'm so, Mish, you better call me because I'm going to be so excited for Sam.
We still going to be waiting 6 months from now for Sam to go to therapy.
Oh, my
no,
God.
I believe Sam going to think about it. Gemini, they going to think. Everything he heard tonight, he going to think about
man,
it.
Man, Sam is not, and he thought about it and he said, fuck
they
that.
They down you, Sam. I'm not.
No. I've thought about it. That's why I'm open-minded. I just got to see it.
And what you thought?
If it affects Meech, if it goes through Meech, and I see a difference in him.
Why does it have to be him?
Because I don't believe in it.
See?
I don't completely
so we just
it.
Went back to step one with Sam.
Number one.
Sam going to be good, though. He going to get it one day.
I'll be kidding one day.
One day.
He going to get it one day.
Hopefully
they be hard-headed now and be like, damn, they told me so. So. Mm-hmm. He good. Sam is good. Sam, trust me, Sam is good. He's not a stupid kid. He's good. He's going to do this one day. I know Geminis. I work real well with them. He's good.
Oh, my gosh. He's not a stupid kid. It's a
I like this group
Sam
of men.
Do? What would Sam do?
Nothing I would do.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, what Sam, I think he should go to therapy.
Oh, my. So, what's
your one?
So real quick, you know, right now, you know, what's driving the whole social media thing right now is this whole Diddy trial. Mm-hmm. And it's overwhelming. Because right now you got, I think it's like week four as we speak. Week four, you got everybody that testifying from
Cassie, Kid Cudi,
Don from the group, whatever group it was.
Danny Kane.
Everybody is testifying. And I think even though it's over, though, but I want to tap into this, though, right? When Cassie was testifying and the husband, Alex Fine, right? It's like, how did she prepare? You know what I'm saying? Her husband, in the sense of all the information that was coming out. Because this probably goes back to about, we're not going to cuff her either, though, right?
Oh, wow.
But it's like, listen, right? Hold on now, listen. But
I got
like,
shit to say.
Listen, but it's not about just cuffing her either. It's like, damn, like, am I going to accept everything that you've done in the past? Especially.
Well, if it came out.
Right, like if this. It came out. Like, and it definitely came out. So imagine. Because I think I seen when she was testifying, he was not allowed to be in the courtroom, right? Damn. So, but the thing is, like, what's worse now is now you're not in the courtroom, but you're on social media. And everybody on social media got opinions. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to joke, they're going to clown about it and stuff like that. So it's like, so let's say for you, Kati, right? If you had a past like that, would you tell your partner
everything?
Everybody knows that Kati's an open book. Mm-hmm. I'm an open book. My man gonna know everything that happened.
Everything.
Baby, I was a freak back in the day, so this what happened.
Yeah. I don't care about that. Like I said, guys, all this is divine. If I tell a man my past and he can't accept it, that's fine. Somebody else gonna accept it. I have no limited belief. The sky's the limit for me. I swear to God.
What's the saying again? The
one man trash. One
man trash. Hello. You might think I ain't shit, but shit, another nigga love me.
That's real, nah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's really my mind. That's what I'm saying. This life stuff is a mindset.
And did you learn that from therapy?
No, before then I was always like that. But I got better. I got better with allowing. Therapy taught me not to give so many people access to me. I got better with that. However, this life thing is really a mind thing. Like, just because you don't want me, that don't mean the next nigga not the hell. Like, it's like so many people on this planet.
I think a lot of people got social media and life mixed up. Like, very, very.
Of course, that's from social media to rappers to all that shit. It's a facade.
The facade is terrible.
So you're saying at the dating stage, it's better to just tell it off.
That's a totally different though.
What point do you tell off?
I mean, like, for example, like, Cassie's situation, like, she's married. I expect her to tell her husband.
So you tell all.
That's why her husband is with her. He already know what's going on. He's the one who made her testify.
I think she had to tell him before.
She told him before. He already knows.
She had to tell him before the shit became out because if she never.
I'm talking about before marriage, all that.
She did because y'all got to remember he was teasing. He was calling Diddy gay on social media for years.
The husband,
Alex. Yes, wow. They only put him in court for they took him out the rape allegations part because she talking about Diddy raped her in like 2018, 2019. They took him out of court for that part, but she already told her nigga, and a real nigga gonna stay, and that's what Alex is doing. He's staying.
But he only stands for
y'all
the money.
Acting like the pussy is not elastic. It don't care how people hit that. Pussy still goes for the same.
Sometimes it ain't enough vinegar out here in this world to bring that snap
who's
back.
Who's using vinegar on their sack?
That's what Mike Epps said. Snap that pussy back.
My ex don't know nothing about nothing.
Gotta get that vinegar to snap him back.
Nonetheless, Cassie has a good man standing beside her. Period.
He has a good man because I ain't gonna. That's not a good man. Hold up. Go ahead. That's not a good man. You in that situation to get Diddy money. You can't.
Hold up.
Because you broke. Cassie is broke.
Wait.
So hold up.
Pause.
Hold up. You pause and listen to me. At the end of the day, why would you make your wife go tell on Diddy?
But she already got the money.
Hold up. Diddy going through shit because he a freak. You can't hit Diddy with no Rico for being a freak. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You cannot hit Diddy with a Rico for being a freak.
He a freak boy.
That motherfucker, she was a freak too. She just found the motherfucker dude that ain't a freak like Diddy.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. You can't.
So that's what you guys got out of the situation?
Bro, at the end of the day, let's look at it for real.
You don't, but listen to this.
You want me to go sue my, hold up. You want me to come sue my ex-freaky boyfriend, ex-freaky lover, ex-freaky.
No, that part of it.
You allowed, hold up. You allowed all this shit. You wanted to do the same freaky shit Diddy was on. And now we need some more money because the society we living in, we got to stay up here. Let's be real. The only way we're going to stay up here is what? Oh, we go sue Diddy. Bad boy for life.
Let me ask Diddy you a question, bopping. Though. Let me ask you a question, though. Okay, so it's two things I want to ask you. I don't know if you want to answer them
one by one.
Okay, cool. I'm going to ask them together, and then you ask after.
I hate two-parted questions. That's
It's a two-part question. Okay,
go ahead.
The first question is, how do you know that they want to sue him for his money? The second question is, do you believe that somebody could be... This is why I sympathize with Cassie. I feel like this was her man at the time, and she really wanted him, so she was going to do whatever it takes to keep him. But it became to a point where it was excessive, and she couldn't handle it anymore, and she was being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. So, like, she don't have no grace for that, or no? So, two questions. Well, how do you know that they're suing him for his money? How do you know it's about money? How do you know it's just not a justice of
what the husband did? What the husband did before?
He was a trainer. He was a trainer for...
It's okay to say you're a soul.
He was a trainer for... He was a trainer for rich people. Like, people who could afford him.
But at the end of the day, he was Cassie's trainer. Recession.
Diddy booked him. Why do you think it's money, though?
Hold up. Why do you think it's money? I'm not because for sure if it's money.
You said that, though. You got to have facts before you talk to me.
It's okay to say we assume.
Okay, and I'm going to say I assume.
The money was assumption.
Yeah,
okay.
But who knows? Do you know why she's suing him?
No.
On the outside looking in, I have facts.
There you go. That's the...
No, but I'm going to defend what I'm saying, though. He couldn't defend his words, but I can't defend mine.
Okay.
Outside of me having my own assumptions, I'm a woman, and I know that whatever it's...
So you're looking at it a woman's point of view.
Listen, not a woman, a man. You, man too. When you fucked up about a person, you're going to do whatever for them. It takes for you to get out that situation to finally realize, wow, I was in a fucked up situation. And you grow from that. I feel like she finally realized I'm in a fucked up position. It's okay for her to be like, it wasn't okay for me to be in that situation. Just like whoever Kati was, dogged you out, whatever she did, what? You got out that situation. Damn. And you was like, damn, I shouldn't have been in that situation.
Past trauma right now.
I'm a real one. I'm
but at the end of the day, let's be real. Let's be truly real about this situation.
Misha understand. He ain't even stop. He get it.
Back in the day,
he get it.
Back in the day,
oh boy.
If you wasn't signed to a known artist, you ain't shit. And it's still like
who
that today.
Who said that? You think you ain't shit? I'm telling you, it's a my thing.
In that industry, let's look at it right now. If you ain't signed with Lil Wayne,
Yo Gotti,
you ain't signed with a big artist right now, how many times you gonna hit them on the radio?
Not a lot, because their budget low, they don't have a lot of money.
I'm sorry, friend. What point are you making?
Back then, Cassie wanted to be known.
Ooh. Okay.
So guess what she did?
Pay to play.
Understand.
She got with the Diddy Bopper.
But think about this.
She got it with the Diddy Bopper.
Understood.
And she knew what she was getting herself into.
She was 19 years old. She was a kid. At 19, you don't know. You can't really make real decisions for yourself.
In this world, 19, you're a grown ass.
At 19 years old, the decisions you're making now, would you make at 19 years old? You would have made the same decision.
I wouldn't regret it.
No.
I wouldn't regret it either. But you wasn't making this. You won't make the same decision you made at 19.
Yeah, it's all on. That's bullshit. You ain't got shit, but a peace of mind. When I tell you this, you're gonna have this great thought. At the end of the day. In certain aspects of life, I wouldn't make the same decisions. When it comes to spending money, because I blew a lot of fucking money at a young age, yeah, I wouldn't have that same mindset. But when you out there giving that box away,
yes,
you out. Hold up. I got this.
Go ahead.
When you out there giving that box away, when you out there playing to play, and when you're doing certain things to further your career, you know what the fuck you're doing no matter your age. You can't say you're a child at 19. At 17, 16, you know at the end of the day, damn, if I fuck this dude, I can make $1 million. Stop it. If I do this, I can get my face known. Come on. Don't come with the bullshit of, oh, at 19, you still a child. That's bullshit. In your mind, you probably thought you was 19 and child. But at the end of the day, she was 19 and she knew what she wanted. She wanted money and she wanted to be known. So I'm going to go fuck with the Diddy Bopper.
So, at 19 years old, what's your name?
Danny.
You were 19, Danny. You met Beyonce. And, you know, she liked your penis and she wanted to have sex with you constantly. And she was paying you. And it came to a point where it was really excessive. What would you tell your 19-year-old self at that time?
I'm in a game.
So why is it different for a woman?
It's not. You know what? Listen. You know what you want at the end of the day.
You just stated with a good time right there.
So
you know what you want to do at the end of the day.
In conclusion, you don't feel like Cassie deserves any justice.
For what? She knew she was with a freaky motherfucker.
I feel like the sexual things that she was doing at 19, you will be doing them at 30 years old.
Because I'm sure she's going to tell her husband. She going to tell her husband.
You was doing something at 19. Right. Oh, I ain't going to do it now that I'm 30 years old.
So I bet she's still that same freak. There's a lot of things that I did at 19 that I wouldn't do at 32. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Right.
Listen, man. At the end of the day, she probably still doing what she was doing with Diddy. At the end of the day, you could tell a person yeah or no.
I want to understand.
You can tell a person yes or no.
I want to understand your perspective, but I think that to me, I don't agree with everything you're saying, but I get you. I don't agree with everything, though.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah,
period.
I'm with both sides.
I like that.
But the difference is I feel like the most different shit with Diddy is the cuckold shit he's doing is the most different shit. Because it's like, that's...
That nigga knew his power and he used his power. He used his power.
Yeah, that's like...
To his advantage. And that's all I want to say further. He used his power to his advantage.
But that's everybody, though. In power. Everybody going to use their power to a certain extent.
Is it right?
No, I'm not saying the shit is right.
So when she didn't want to do it no more because she was freaky, that she should have just accepted it?
Diddy should have let her go. I'm going to say that. But
that's
at the end
it. Case
she
closed.
Knew what she was getting herself into.
Got it.
But wasn't it after Danny when it said was it. Everything done, she was texting Diddy trying to do it again?
She like she missed Diddy
she
peeing on
her. She wanted to make him happy because that was her man. And you'll do anything for somebody you love.
This was after Diddy.
She got with the white man. It wasn't.
No, this is after they broke up.
And then they got back together several times after that, babe. Read the
They only
case.
Got together to have freak-offs.
You said they only got together?
I don't want to talk about this because this is just not... We don't have enough personal facts. Nonetheless, I feel like Cassie deserved justice. The only reason why I feel like she deserved justice is because it was a point in time in her life where she wanted to stop and she was unable to stop because he wouldn't allow her to stop. Period. If somebody said, I don't want, just because the person fucked you 100 times, once they say they don't want to fuck you no more, you cannot force them to fuck you.
But this
period.
Is not after she left, though, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're trying to confuse me. It's not working, Sam. It's not working, Sam. I don't know what Sam is doing, but it's not working.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, real quick, Jay, how much time you got? Talk to me now. 120. Oh, damn. Yeah, 120. We're gonna have to wrap this up real quick. But you know what? I do want to finish this off real quick. This is hilarious, though. I seen this on Facebook, a video. Female going to Jamaica getting that rub down. You been to Jamaica?
Oh, I've been to Jamaica, shit. But I was with my man at the time. I know nobody was rubbing me down while I was with my nigga.
That's right. Is it safe to say that Jamaica for females is like DR and Colombia for guys?
What is DR?
What is wrong with
guys?
Why is this podcast all about gender roles?
First of all, honey, when you
get your body rubbed in Jamaica, you're not having sex. Some women do, but you're not having sex. I'm not saying all men. Certain men go to DR for the pum pum.
Exactly.
But I feel like men who do that, you don't get it for real. Because why you going to DR to pay $5 for some sex?
That's what I feel like. I ain't got to leave.
For real. Like,
exactly. I ain't got to leave the country to go get some ass.
Passport like, bros, what's wrong with you guys?
Exactly.
Y'all know what's passport bros?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we're not passport bros.
I don't think y'all like. Y'all too young to be passport bros.
Nah, we good. I've been to Colombia, but we good, though. I'm straight.
That's just what they do.
Yeah, we're not passport bros.
But I was in Colombia. I'm too young to be there.
But they don't. They young too, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Passport bros.
But they young and they're very unattractive
passport
men. They're ugly as fuck. All the passport bros look busted. I'd be like, oh, that's why you doing that.
But they got
fucked
them,
up.
They got them
and
40.
They don't have no bread. They be getting stuck in the country. Like, come on, bro.
They got that 40.
Ready to go.
All I need is 40 to get that ass.
That's crazy.
Like Drake said, so how you supposed to stay with that nigga in this economy? Drake said
how do you even see who they, how they look like?
TikTok. They be going viral. Niggas be getting stuck in DR. Don't got passport, no money, but you flying to pay for $5.
Passport, bro.
Priorities like, fucked up.
They done got stuck a few times.
I seen it on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, they got stuck a few times.
You
got
to tap in, bro. Come on, I don't be on TikTok.
See, that's the problem. You need to expand, Sam. That's the biggest
thing. If he go to therapy, he'll understand.
He has to expand.
I try. For real, though. You know, like, even on his phone. His phone's outdated.
Oh, my God.
What that is, 11?
First of all, that is not you.
What's that? What's that,
16 plus.
Oh.
He just got it.
Tighten up, man. Tighten up, Lulu.
My bad, though.
I had 11, though. See, but, right now, shit. But right now, we on iOS 18. You on iOS 15.
That shit ain't update. That shit don't self-update.
It don't self-update. It's because I had the 11. If I had 11 right now, that should have been crazy.
No, that would have been funny as shit, though. But, no, listen, let's wrap it up, though.
Hold on, you got nothing else? Nothing hot?
Nah. But
the conversations were great. This was one of the best podcasts I've ever been on.
We appreciate it.
This is my third podcast, and this one was... very, very intriguing.
You ruffled a few feathers.
I like that. That's what I do. Yeah, I like to leave my imprint. Next time you see me, you be like, "Oh, that's her."
I feel like that made me feel like that.
You
feel what I'm saying? But you know what? He did say, well, both of y'all did say that it was gonna be little.
I like Danny before. Though.
You ain't even know my goddamn name, but I knew your zodiac sign. That's crazy.
I gotta ask the sign before I know the name.
That's crazy.
But I like everybody's personality. This was a really good show. Shout out to Black men doing good things.
I know that's right.
Yes. Sure. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to your YouTube channel. Oh, my bad. Subscribe to follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Again, we're on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music.
Booyaka.
You know what I'm saying? We are here. Mm-hmm. This is our sixth episode. We made a sixth episode.
Six?
We had six?
Six.
I'm proud of y'all.
Hey, make sure y'all go to Flanagan's Big Daddies and check out Humano, man.
Yes, Humano.
Humano, check him out.
It was so smooth, ladies. If you need something smooth, that was a smooth drink. I took a shot and I was like, ooh. I like that one.
We winning.
I'm sure.
Yes, yeah.
Tequila. Oh, yeah, tequila. We appreciate you guys. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming.
What is it? Men's mental health?
Month. Yes, it is.
Yes. It's a couple of awareness, though. It's also pride.
Shout out to my gay people. I love y'all.
So make sure y'all get in tune, tap in with your emotional intelligence. Something Sam ain't got. Because he refused.
Y'all real tapped in my emotional intelligence.
Danny think that he out the magnify. I seen a lot today, Danny, but it's all good. Daddy think he off the clock. He tried to throw it on Sam real quick.
I appreciate y'all for coming.
And that's how we gonna end it, people. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank y'all. Oh.